All right. Hey, we are here with the founding crew of Correlation. John Landis, well done.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Teresa Benavides.
Well done. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Jeff Dent.
Hello. Thank you.
A man of many, many words, Jeff Dent is. Hey, we're talking, I mean, you guys have come so far in 6 years, almost 7 years. It's such a cool story to see that you guys, when you first came here, we were just talking that your booth was way back there and very few people came by. Like, who are these people back there? But now look at you, you're right up front. What has changed? What has changed? I mean, John, you came here the first year and now you're here. What has changed in your eyes?
Well, from our company perspective, there were zero clients live 6 years ago, and since then we've got 44 live and 62 sold, and things are really hopping in Correlation Land.
And now you guys are going to be the talk of the show, I guarantee it, because of where you, not only where you are place, but just what you guys are doing in the industry. Teresa, anything to add on to that?
We're really proud of how far we've come, and yeah, it's a great place to be. It's a place where you have to be super careful and super intentional about everything that you do and don't take anything for granted. Like, I think we have the best sales team in the industry and the best development crew by far that was ever born, let's just put it that way, into our industry. And so we're pretty happy about the way things are going, and never lose sight of that first conference when people did not come by our booth because they had no idea who we were. And then when they did come by, it's like, why are you doing this?
Crazy.
It's pretty, I mean, the word courageous comes to mind all the time when I think about what you guys did. I mean, because you guys came just diving in head first into the deep end of all of this, and look where you are now. I mean, that was a brave thing to do. And Jeff, you were like right there from ground zero, ground one. So
he was employee number one.
That's right. That was so exciting. It was first time we were here. Like John said, we didn't have any clients live, or we only had a handful of employees. I think we only had maybe five or six, and now we have 104.
Is that all? Oh, my God.
That's all, and we have an actual building where we don't have to quadruple up into offices, so it's been exciting, and it's a big learning process, and now when we walk around at the GAC, there's a lot more familiar faces than than the pointing out the vendors that we might work with in the future. Now we're working with them, and it's good for us.
I mean, another term comes to mind, credibility now, because you guys went through the Desert School. That was the big conversion that you guys went through. That really was the thing that put you over the top, I think, and that created a lot of attention. And so do you guys talk about that at these shows and the more?
We talk about that every day, and the fact that, you know, there wasn't a good chance of us getting Desert Schools given the fact that they had just gone through a rough conversion 5 years earlier, and we're looking for a solution, and we were brand new, and they took Susan Frank, eternally grateful to her and for Ron Amstutz, who helped us get our foot in the door. But they had this list of game changers, things that they were looking for in a core provider that they absolutely had to have, and we met about 80% of that, and then there was some development that we had to do. But for us, that conversion was a game changer, not only because of the size, it helped our company grow and mature in many ways, but it also, like you said, gave us credibility. And you talk about courageous, every one of the credit unions who have signed with us are, especially those in the beginning, were very courageous and took a big risk and believed in what we do and our story, and we're eternally grateful to them and to our staff.
And from my perspective, it really seems like you guys come in here with a lot of confidence as well now. Now you have a few of these bigger credit unions under your belt, and I'm sure there's more to come. How do you guys feel about coming into the show like this now that you have all this great headquarters that you guys have now and all these employees? I mean, what does that mean to you right now, John?
I was just excited to come back here after being away for a few years, because now it's going to be more of a party for me.
We like that.
Yeah. It's you know, it's really exciting, but you know what? We're still the new kid on the block. You know, we've been around a long time, but we're never going to be so big that we aren't grateful for everything that we get. Every win is celebrated, every loss is analyzed carefully, and every achievement we analyze and celebrate. And we have a great team. We have a fantastic group of clients that are so supportive of us. We're so lucky.
Yeah, it's like you guys have one big family. It's like everyone, and everyone contributes. It's not, you know, a few credit unions kind of do their thing with you guys. It's everybody contributes, and that's what makes the system better, right?
Exactly, and that, you know, that starts off early in the sales process, goes through the clients and into our staff. Mm-hmm. Our staff is very involved with everything we do. So we have 104 employees, but everybody contributes the same and is part of the same discussions we have on a daily basis. So we want to keep that culture going no matter how big we get. So we work hard at doing that, and I think our clients see that, and our prospects see that too.
Yeah, let's talk about kind of wrap-up question here. Your differentiator. What makes you guys different than all the rest of the folks out there? Obviously, the technology is second to none, but there's also this kind of culture that you talk about a lot, Teresa, where you and Desert Schools you guys jive really, really well. Are there any other differentiators that you guys bring to the table?
Well, I mean, we try to be as open a system as possible. Everybody gets a site license to our API, which is the most robust API you're going to come across, because you can do anything with it. Anything the user interface can do, the API can do. So our philosophy is to have the biggest possible ecosystem of partners, third party and otherwise. Credit unions can pick and choose their version of best of breed, not necessarily our version, etc. And our 24/7 fully functional, 100% functionality, 24/7. I don't know if there's another processor out there that has that capability.
Teresa?
I want to add one more thing
sure.
to that. But, the vendor partnerships that we've been able to connect, the vendors we've been able to connect with over the years have been extremely, extremely supportive. Some of them with us from the very beginning and investing a lot of their own money, hoping that we'd make it. And
that was a smart bet.
It was a smart bet. We're fortunate that they believed in us as well. We have some great vendor partners, and I think they find, like John said, that the API gives them a lot of flexibility, and can be a game changer for them as well.
Jeff, anything to wrap up here?
I think from the ground up, the way the system is architected, we're able to add functionality quickly and cleanly, so that it's we could grow the system over time, because we always say it back in the office that we're never going to be done with the system. You know, you develop a part, whether it be loan origination or collections, that's just the starting point. It's going to continue to grow over time and have more in the core, as the sales guys always like to say. So having a good baseline set of code and doing things smart from the beginning has really allowed us and our staff to add to the system over time. So
great message to end on. Congratulations to all your success. You guys, well deserved. Good job. Talk to these guys. They're smart.
They're smart.